Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we love to bring hope in different areas of life, and we want to bring hope to marriages today, and just a blessing of doing Hope Is Here, because I get to do this and have friends as guests, and got some longtime friends that are going to be our guests today, Dave and Ashley Willis. Those names may sound familiar to those of you that live in Central Kentucky. They are Georgetown, Kentucky natives, but they live in Dallas, Texas now with their four sons. And Dave and I worked together at Northeast Christian Church back in 2004 to 2006. And then he went to become teaching pastor at a church in Augusta, Georgia called Stevens Creek. And then recently they moved to Dallas with their four children and are part of the team at Marriage Today, which is the large marriage focused ministry in the United States. And the thing I love about Dave and Ashley, they talk the talk, but they walk the walk. And the best part is they're real. And I think you're going to be really blessed. And I'm super excited because tomorrow they're going to be releasing their new book called The Naked Marriage. It's being released on Tuesday, February 12th, and you can get a copy of that. Just go to nakedmarriagebook.com. That's nakedmarriagebook.com, and you can pick up a copy of that. I was fortunate to get an advanced copy of it a couple weeks ago and have really enjoyed reading it. We're going to be talking about it over the next three programs, but they also do a lot of marriage conferences. And Dave, recently you guys, even though you live in Dallas, you weren't too far from Lexington, Central Kentucky. You guys just did one last weekend in Ohio.
Yeah, that's right. And first off, Greg, thank you for having us. We love you. We're so honored to be your friend. And first off, it's just great to be on your program. And it's always a pleasure to hear your voice.
Yes.
We go a long way back. We had many meals over Taco Bell together.
We did, man. We've had a lot of Mexican food. So you come down to Texas and we'll get you some Tex-Mex.
That's right.
The next burrito is on me.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. But how was the marriage conference you did in Ohio?
It was awesome. It was in the beautiful Amish country there in Ohio. And we had never had Amish people at our conferences. It wasn't entirely Amish, but about 20%. And so it was a pretty diverse group. And that was awesome to be able to meet and talk to those people. And it just, I think it really showed Dave and I that across all different, cultures and different experiences, people struggle with the same things, and we all need Jesus, and we all need to learn how to have a stronger marriage, because every marriage goes through struggles.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, as I was reading your book, Dave and Ashley, like I said, I've known you since 2004, but man, you guys are almost at 20 years of marriage. I mean, time flies when you're having fun, right?
Okay. It does. It time absolutely flies. It's hard to believe it's been 2 decades since we first got together, and and almost 18 years since we've been married. Time really does fly, but it's been exciting. It's been a great journey with four precious little boys and a lot of unexpected turns along the way, and then most recently focusing full time on marriage ministry, which we've been doing marriage ministry for about 7 years, but for the last 6 months, it's been our complete focus as part of the team at Marriage Today. And it's been exciting. I mean, we love being a part of encouraging marriages, because we just strongly believe that when marriages are stronger, families are stronger. When families are stronger, churches are stronger. When churches are stronger, the world is just a better place. And so he's got so much of his master plan for making the kingdom all it could be in this broken world until he returns, hinging on strong families and strong marriages, and we're just honored to be a tiny part of that work.
Yeah.
Well, Ashley, you wrote in the book there that you and Dave are obviously very passionate about marriage, and I've seen it firsthand. But you said that the naked marriage idea, you guys just didn't come up with that idea. What is the passage of the scripture and that you base the book on?
Sure. Well, really, it goes back to the very first married couple, Adam and Eve. And we really like to study, it's in Genesis, it records this, and we really like to study them because they literally are the very first married couple. And when you look at, and when God created them, it says he blessed them, and then he told them to be fruitful and multiply. And we really looked at kind of what that first word really means, be fruitful, in the original Hebrew, and it's parah, which is, I think, a really cool word. It's P-A-R-A-H. And it's God telling them to thrive together, to flourish together, to bear fruit individually and collectively, and to really bless the world through their marriage. And then it goes on to say, that Adam and Eve, there they are with God. It's just Adam and Eve and God in this beautiful moment of unity, and it says they were naked and unashamed. And that's where we got the concept of the naked marriage, because really, in order to have the kind of marriage that God wants us to have, we need to be naked in every way. So we need to be naked physically, which is a beautiful thing, and it's, you know, a beautiful design that God had for marriage, but we also need to be naked emotionally and spiritually. And if we're not taking off the mask, if we're not fighting against trying to hide from one another or trying to hide from God and be ashamed, then, you know, we're not going to have a connected marriage. And so the entire book is really based on this and how we practically in this day and age can truly embrace the naked marriage and really, really have that in our home.
Well, Dave, you talked about even there in the first chapter about, you know, what being vulnerable means and keeping secrets from your spouse. And as guys, you know, that word vulnerable, we don't like to hear that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. It's a scary word for men.
It is.
But, you know, that vulnerability it's really, because in any relationship, especially in marriage, you're trusting someone so much that they have a very unique ability to hurt you.
Yeah.
And that's a scary place to be, and that's vulnerability. But that trust and that vulnerability is also the only place where real love and real intimacy can exist. If we're going into marriage wearing our armor, mm-hmm. you know, holding our weapons, trying to defend ourselves against getting hurt in any kind of way, what we're really doing is we're pushing our spouse away from really knowing us,
mm-hmm.
the true us, the vulnerable, transparent version of ourselves, the naked version, not only physically naked, of course, but emotionally and spiritually. And so vulnerability, really, it just means being willing to open up. And for guys especially, I think this can be a struggle because we usually use fewer words and we just kind of grunt our way through the day and we don't talk about feelings as much as women, just to kind of give a broad generalization. But if you want a naked marriage, guys, we've got to give our wives full and total access to every part of our mind and our heart. You know, let her be part of what you're thinking about, what you're struggling with, what you're afraid of, what's going on at work, what's going on in your mind. She wants and needs and has a right to every part of your world. And if you'll give that to her, you'll find yourself connecting on every level, you know, physically, spiritually, emotionally. But it takes courage, guys. It takes courage to be willing to open up, to not keep secrets, and to really let her into your world. And that's the kind of marriage and intimacy God wants us to have.
Ashley, in chapter one of your all's book, the chapter's titled Naked is Good, you gave an example about having a secret-free relationship that you kind of got a little foundation of during your all's premarital counseling. You should elaborate on that some.
Right, yeah. We truly believe, and Dave kind of coined the phrase, that we need to give each other the secret-free guarantee, meaning when we come into the marriage, we're not hiding anything. And I think we do live in this world. I know we've already touched on vulnerability, but it is kind of this dirty word. I think people are scared to death of being vulnerable, of actually trusting someone, because we live in a world that is very skeptical, that says, you know, you need to have one foot in the door and one foot out. You need to have a secret stash of money just in case. You need to, you know, just kind of keep your spouse at bay because they're probably going to break your heart anyway. And, you know, when we do that, when we keep secrets, when we go in half-hearted, we're really setting ourselves up for failure and for major disappointment. And so what we're talking about with having that secret-free guarantee is, you know, we need to go in and talk about everything, talk about our past. And this includes things that we've done, but also things that have been done to us. We need to talk about our struggles, especially, because we're going to get through them a lot better when we lean into each other as opposed to trying to handle it on our own. And I do feel like, you know, we live in this world that is just full of pride. And in fact, we really live in a world that celebrates pride. But really, pride will tear up a marriage faster than anything. In fact, pride is usually the root of all marital problems. And so when we go in and we are vulnerable and we're transparent and we're extremely honest with our spouse in the most loving way possible, I want to make sure I say that. Right. It can't be a hateful, honest conversation, but when we do it in a loving way, it's just beautiful. And it really does give us a more intimate relationship, because intimacy, it doesn't start in the bedroom. It really starts through conversation and through opening your hearts to each other.
Dave, you shared that in a naked marriage, everything changes for the better. But before that can happen, there must be a commitment to vulnerability and nakedness in every way. Without real vulnerability and honesty, there can be no real love. And you shared a personal story about building a fort with your sons. Would you mind sharing that with us?
Yeah, where we lived in Georgia, we had this empty lot by our house. And every day the boys would go to this empty lot and they would try to build this fort out of, you know, like old pieces of wood and cardboard. And there was like a leftover packing crate of some kind. They would just use whatever they could find to sort of duct tape together this fort, and it would always fall apart every time the wind came or the rains blew. And I I told them the story that Jesus told about the wise man who built a house, or in their case, a fort, you know, on a rock with a solid foundation, and the foolish man who didn't, and the rock, you know, being representing God's word, his truth, his principles. And I said, so just like Jesus said, guys, let's build our lives and let's build this fort on a foundation, and it's going to stand a lot better. And so I helped them set the foundation. I said, without that, you know, no matter how pretty the fort is on the outside, it's going to blow down as soon as winds come. And so we built that fort on a solid foundation, and it really, really lasted. And a marriage is the same way. You know, we've got to build our marriages on a foundation of God's truth, the foundation of God's word, and a foundation of our commitment to each other, and not just on the shifting sands of building a relationship on our feelings or on our emotions or all the things that our culture kind of worships as the main parts of a relationship, which is so fickle. Mm-hmm. And that foundation is really what's going to help a marriage hold through through any storms, because every marriage will face storms. Every life will face storms. But while storms are inevitable, destruction is optional. And it has to do with where your foundation lies.
We're talking with Dave and Ashley Willis. They have got a new book coming out tomorrow called The Naked Marriage, addressing the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love. Ashley, if people want to get a copy of this book, it'll be available tomorrow, February 12th. But what's the best way to go about getting a copy of the book?
Well, you can, if you're, you know, into Amazon, you can get it on Amazon, but you can also go to our website, which is nakedmarriagebook.com.
And I'll also add, if you're a listener, because you're listening to a radio show right now,
yes,
which is a great way to learn, we actually narrated an audiobook version of The Naked Marriage. And so you can get it that way, listening just like you are right now, and you can get that on iTunes, you can get that on Audible, which is part of Amazon, or wherever audiobooks are sold. So it's an ebook, a paperback, and an audiobook. However you prefer to get the information, we've got ways for you to find it.
Also, one of the things I liked is you guys also offer a discussion guide for each chapter in the book. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're so excited about that. So we have included in the back of the book discussion questions. It's a 10-week small group study, and it can be done, you know, with husband and wife or in a small group setting. And then when you do that study, there's even going to be a website that will be available on February 12th where you can watch 10-minute videos with each of those lessons.
Wow. Well, I thought it was great just from the copy that I've been able to look at. I know you'll be blessed by it. And I know a lot of people that, you know, are struggling, because as I tell people, I do a lot of marriages, weddings, and obviously which result marriages. Marriage is the hardest thing you ever do, but it's the best thing you ever do, because it's your chance to die to self. But yet I know marriage is hard. If you need hope in your marriage, I hope you'll check out The Naked Marriage, Dave and Ashley Willis. Also, they have a website, daveandashleywillis.com. You ought to check out. They've got lots of great resources. And the good news is they're going to be back with us for two more programs. In fact, we're going to talk about naked fights tomorrow as Dave and Ashley Willis will be with us. So hope that you'll tell a friend. If you tuned in late, you're like, man, I'd love to hear the first part of this. It was really interested and want to learn more about this, you always go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Catch that, share it with a friend, but tune in tomorrow as Dave and Ashley Willis will be with us as we talk about naked fights on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Taking care of Central Kentucky's floral needs for over 25 years, Creations by Karen features floral arrangements for every occasion, from anniversaries, corsages, Valentine's Day, as well as birthday gifts. You can count on Creations by Karen to deliver beautiful anniversary flowers, new baby gifts, bridal arrangements, or sympathy flowers. Contact them today at Creations with a K, bykaren.net. That's creations-by-karen.net.